Jeff, thanks for joining us this week for the Silver City Report. We have some news about the NMCAP entity and a possible business plan. What can you share?
The New Mexico CAP entity, which is a group formed of water associations and municipalities in southwest New Mexico, and with the membership of the Interstate Stream Commission, the New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission, held a workshop last Wednesday about their business plan, and they were trying to fine-tune this ahead of asking for an extension on a pretty hard and fast deadline at the end of this year. They need an extension on the National Environmental Policy Act process. They need this extension from the U.S. Secretary of Interior, and they wanted to have their ducks in a row as far as the business end of this went, and they had a business plan from Stantec Engineering, their consulting firm, which lacked some details about the actual proposed action, where the diversion is, how much water it's going to divert, that sort of thing. And the ISC also made comments about the business plan lacking a clear customer base for the actual water once it's diverted. And that's something the entity skirted a little bit in this workshop and rather focused more on justifying their project. They spent quite a bit of time talking about how this diversion could benefit the Gila River and also benefit the endangered and threatened species that live along it. In fact, the engineering company Stantec and some members of the entity went so far as to say as the diversion would benefit endangered species because they're thriving already where there's farming and irrigation along the Gila River. So more irrigation and diversion might mean that the species do even better. Also, they think it'll be a boon to outdoor recreation tourism.
Jeff, thanks so much. And now we are going to go to C.P. Thompson, who has an update on the Hurley Pride Committee no longer involved in event planning. What can you share, C.P.?
Right. So the Hurley Pride Committee hosts several events throughout the year and raises money for things like Christmas lights. And so they will no longer be planning events, and this is due to volunteer shortage. At one time, the Pride Committee had 60 members, but now there's only about 6, and one is only able-bodied, while some are direly ill. So this is a pretty big hit for Hurley Pride if the Hurley Pride is no longer in existence.
Okay, thanks for that update. CP, also, you have some news about a local school district implementing a social media policy.
Right, so the Cobre School Board of Education approved an athletic social media policy where athletes and parents who disobey this policy can be suspended from athletic events. And so the rules include not posting photos, videos, or comments about alcohol, drugs, or tobacco. Folks also can't be unsportsmanlike or demeaning to others online, especially towards coaches or athletes.
Okay, now I want to move on and talk about something really interesting that you all have launched there at the Silver City Daily Press and Independent, and that is a new sports broadcasting unit for area high school football. What can you tell us about this?
Right. So the Silver City Daily Press has started what we call the Daily Press Sports Live, where we will be broadcasting live Cobre and Silver football games, both home and away. And so what folks can do to listen is head to scdailypress.com. And on the homepage, you will see two boxes, one for Silver High and one for Cobre High, and folks can just click onto the box and we'll be tuned in live to our broadcast. And we will also be doing on Wednesdays a coaches show, interviewing students and coaches before they head into their games on Friday.
That is very exciting news, CP, and we wish you all the best as you broadcast under the Friday night lights.
Great, thank you.